At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome into Burns Post Game Show.
Cole Reagans dials up a 96 mile an hour fastball. He sets a new career high with 12 strikeouts.
Brought to you by Guaranteed Foods. Guaranteed Foods is helping thousands of Midwestern families save time, stretch dollars, and eat healthier since 1958. And you can too. Call 913-888-5000 or visit GuaranteedFoods.com.
Swinging a chopper left side. Garcia's got it with a dive. Spins, throws, in time!
This is your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan. Here's your Royals insider, Josh Fournier.
Oh, well, thank God it's Friday. I say that because at least you don't have to, well, some of you have to get up and work tomorrow. Man, I'm just way too agitated for what this is, what that was, where we're at in the season, what's ahead of us. Why am I so agitated? After game number 160 of a season that will not end in any sort of postseason celebration, we knew that coming in. Oh boy, Royals lose the opener in Sacramento. They're walked off. They're up 3-0 in this game in the fourth inning and they lose. Oh boy, just... Maybe it's, and maybe I'm alone on this. Maybe I'm way too invested in this team having a winning record. I was pretty excited that they could finish with four straight wins. Put a bow on 2026 by paying back the Athletics for coming to Kauffman Stadium and, sweeping the Royals back in June. Because that was really the low point of the season. I was hoping to get some retribution. I was hoping that Bobby would get some retribution against Jacob Wilson as he somehow started the All-Star game over Bobby. But no. Royals are now 0-4 this year against the A's. Jacob Wilson tied the game up with a bases-clearing double in the fifth inning. I was hoping for some retribution. I was hoping that Jack Caglione would take possibly some solace in the fact that he had an opportunity for a weekend to outperform Nick Kurtz. Now, Kurtz, the eventual American League MVP, but this year, the eventual American League Rookie of the Year. Yeah, he went 0-4. Jack Caglione went 0-3 with another punch-out, an ugly punch-out, staring at 95 right down the middle. But you know what, man? It's the win-loss record. It's the fact that all offseason, well, you know what? I don't want to go down that road just yet. The Royals still have a chance of putting together a winning campaign. Win these final two with your top two pitchers on the hill, right? Michael Wacha going Saturday night and then Cole Reagans in the finale on Sunday. All right, I'm not going to hang my hat. Almost went down a bad path there. But I caught myself. I stopped myself. And, you know, I'm not... You want to know the truth? It's because so often, even when I'm not on the radio, when I interact with people at the bank, at the place I get my oil changed, wherever it is in and around Kansas City, the conversation always comes back to the Royals. I'm like a bald walking mascot for this baseball team. So I want them to be viewed as winners. Only have two games left, and they got to win both of them for this season to be viewed as a winning season. Even if it's not a successful season, still a winning season. So yeah, that means a lot to me. And you know, to be agitated with anything other than that, the fact that they lost tonight, I'm not mad at Noah Cameron, even though... I understand Taylor Clark's the one that gave up that bases-clearing three-run double to Jacob Wilson to tie this game up in the fifth. But Noah Cameron just completely faded there in the fifth. He had to work early on, 21 pitches in the first, 21 in the second, 18 in the third. He comes out in the fifth inning at 74 pitches, and he gets spanked by Shea Langeliers. Spanked by Nick Kurtz. Thankfully, it found Mike Yastrzemski's, Jack Caglione's glove in right field. But then back-to-back walks, and the bases are juiced. Sure, Taylor Clark could have picked him up, but Noah Cameron earned those three earned runs that are charged to him tonight. But again, like I said earlier today on the On Deck Show, Noah Cameron's 2025 is a sparkling success. His ERA here in 2025 is rookie campaign. His ERA settles at 2.99. That's across 138 and one-third innings of work. A 2.99 ERA. The only rookies in Royals history with more innings and a sub-3 ERA are both Royals Hall of Famers, Paul Splittorff and Kevin Apier. So it's tough to be agitated at the performance from Noah Cameron, even though a chunk of this loss is certainly laid at his feet. Now, the offense is the culprit for the season. The reason why, in my opinion, 2025 is ultimately not going to be viewed as successful is because of this offense. An offense that was once again locked up tonight. Outside of a three-run fourth inning, the Royals don't do anything. They get one man in scoring position outside of that fourth inning. They have one base hit outside of that fourth inning. But I'm not even all that agitated with the offense. I'm willing to tip my cap to that Athletics rotation. I thought they pitched well. Sure, there were some bad at-bats, some bad plate appearances. I mentioned Jack Caglione. We can talk about Bobby expanding, Salvi expanding. Sure, no doubt. Now, what was really agitating outside of the fact that it's going to be back up against the wall from here on out, the final two games, win or else, this is not a winning season, nor a successful season. Outside of that fact, the defense, obviously frustrating. Adam Frazier, you could say, cost him the game with that poor route he took in left field for the walk-off RBI double off of the bat of Shea Langeliers. Yeah, no doubt. Listen, I'm not going to sit here and defend the performance tonight defensively of Adam Frazier in left field. But like I mentioned with the offense tonight, like I mentioned with Noah Cameron tonight, Adam Frazier is not the guy that is forcing my agitation to bubble over. Even though Noah Cameron and Adam Frazier and the offense had more to do with tonight's loss than the guy that has me the most upset, and that is Jonathan India. Twice tonight, he's unable to turn an inning-ending double play. The second time it happens is in the ninth inning, and it leads to the game-winning run for the Athletics. Now, was it an easy double play, an easy 6-4-3 inning-ending double play off of the bat of Brett Harris? No. But in the big leagues, that's a 6-4-3 inning-ending double play, and I need that play made. India spikes a double play ball in the sixth and double clutches that one in the ninth. I'm sorry, but he just cannot be your second baseman again next season at any point. I'm sorry, I don't want to see it for one game. I mean, from spring training this season, you were hoping that things were going to turn around. Man, he looked like he was going to be such an electric factory for this clubhouse, for this team. Bring a grittiness that this organization had been lacking. The defensive metrics told the story that Jonathan India was going to be a massive step back defensively, especially coming from Michael Massey. Shoot, that's why they threw India to left field in spring training. But Massey didn't hit, and India didn't hit early on. So you know what? Hey, we got to get India going. He's our leadoff hitter. Let's leave him at second base. And he's been a butcher at second base all season, and he was again tonight. I'm not saying he can't be on the team, but maybe we need him to run around in left field again all off season and next spring training. Because everyone wants to tell me how, oh, Vern, you're too hard on the defense. The defense hasn't been as bad as you say. Yeah, okay, Bobby and Michael have been outstanding. Sure. Freddie Fermin was really good behind the dish. Vinny's had his moments at first. Izzy's had his moments in center. Sure. No, individuals have played well defensively this season, but the team as a whole has not, because when you're talking defense, it begins up the middle. Catcher, short, second, and center. You like the catcher. You love the shortstop. You're happy with the center fielder, but second base has been a disaster defensively. Michael wasn't good over there. India's been bad there, and Massey hasn't been healthy enough to be relied upon there. I don't want to see Jonathan India at second base again. Not in a Kansas City Royal uniform. You want to go to New York? Go to Cincinnati? You want to go to one of these teams that can be built on the home run, can be built on something other than pitching, defense, and team speed? Fine. But in Kansas City, man, you got to be strong defensively. You have to be. Unless you think this organization's going to get to a place where they're led by their offense, where they have mashers 1 through 7 in the lineup. Until that happens, until those fences come in at Kauffman Stadium, you need to clean it up defensively. It's been apparent since day one. Tomorrow's day 161, and we're still watching them fail to make the big league play. Again, I'm not saying these are easy plays that he's booted and misplayed and double-clutched this season. No, I'm not always going to characterize them as routine plays. But for the Kansas City Royals, those plays need to be made. I need a second baseman that's cleaner than that. Royals lose tonight. They're walked off for the ninth time this season. They lose game one in Sacramento. 4-3 is the final score. All right, phone lines are open for you. The Peterson and Associates phone line, 913-586-7965. That's 913-586-7965. Peterson Law Firm. Don't wait. Call the 8s or visit petersonlawfirm.com. We'll hear from the Royals, but I want to hear from you first. 913-586-7965. Your boys in blue are back to an even 500. 80-80 with 2 to play. We're back after this.
You're listening to Vern's Postgame Show, brought to you by Guaranteed Foods. Guaranteed Foods, delivering all natural foods direct to families since 1958. Call 913-888-5000 or visit GuaranteedFoods.com. Make sure to subscribe to the All Things Vern podcast channel to stay up to date with your boys in blue. This is your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan.
at Lowe's. This Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan. Here's Royals insider Josh Vernier.
Here's the 1-1. And a swing and a liner down the left field line. It is hooking and it is gone. It's a home run for Jonathan India right down the left field line. And the Royals take a 3-0 lead here in the fourth inning. So Jonathan India goes deep, and the Royals are on the board, times three.
Yeah, Royals were no hits up until that fourth inning. Mason Barnett, the centerpiece of the Lucas Ursek deal from a season ago, the rookie right-hander facing the club that drafted him just a few years ago out of the University of Auburn. Mason Barnett works around a leadoff walk to Mike Yastrzemski to open things up in the first. Puts up a zero. Works around a one-out walk to Carter Jensen in the second to put up a zero. Retires the side in order in the third, and it's scoreless as we go to the fourth inning. With one out, Michael Garcia breaks up the no-no by smacking a fastball in the middle of the dish. He smacks it into center field. Carter Jensen then comes up with Michael on first and two outs. And the 22-year-old rookie from Park Hill High School gets a 1-0 heater at the knees, middle in. Shoots it up the gut, beats the shift, and some excellent base running from Michael Garcia sees him go first to third. So with men on the corners and two outs, Jonathan India gets a 1-1 sweeper in the middle of the dish at the knees, and he yanks it just over the left field wall, his ninth home run of the season, and it put the Royals up 3-0. It was, without question, tonight's MVP air conditioning cool play of the game. It's brought to you by MVP Air Conditioning, Heating, Plumbing, and Electric. Have your AC running efficiently all summer with a tune-up for only $39. Go to the MVPKC.com or call 913-322-0868 today. MVP, one call does it all. So the Royals are up 3-0 there after the fourth inning. Jonathan India, by the way, he's batting .287 this season with runners in scoring position. Now, I'm not going to sit here and say that dude has really done much well this year for the Royals. And he'll say the same, right? India doesn't run from it. I wish he would improve on it, and hopefully he does next year. But no, he's admitted this has been his worst year of big league baseball. And yeah, I think we would all agree with that. But a .287 batting average with runners in scoring position, you look at the battle with every single... Only Bobby Witt Jr. has a better mark. So credit to Jonathan India. Want to give him some love for at least coming through with ducks on the pond. So it's 3-0 Royals as we go to the fifth inning. And as I mentioned, Noah Cameron... just fades in the fifth, and the Royals bullpen, by the time they're ready to go, bases are loaded with only one out. Taylor Clark throws a 2-2 slider that's hanging out over the dish to all-star shortstop Jacob Wilson, and he bangs it to the left field wall. On that play, right there, a strange angle from left fielder Adam Frazier. I know he couldn't have made that play. But in the ninth inning, it's still 3-3, right? Royals scored their three in the fourth. A's got their three in the fifth. So the tie game would remain until the bottom of the ninth inning. Angel Zerpa retires Lawrence Butler by blowing 96 past him. So first man is out. Second man faces the second reliever of the inning, rookie Lourinder Avila. Avila facing Daryl Hernandez, and he shows him back-to-back curveballs over the dish. And the second one, Hernandez, smacks it to center field for a one-out single. That is when Brett Harris, the A's nine-hitter, comes to the dish, works a full count, grounds into what should have been an inning-ending double play, but a double clutch by Jonathan India at second base after the feed from Bobby Witt Jr. allows Harris to reach first base. So Mark Kotze goes to his bench, brings in his speedy pinch runner, and now they got some speed on first with two outs. Shea Langeliers gets a 1-0 fastball from Avila, 97 on a tee, and he bangs it to left field. But it's a ball that should have been caught. According to StatCast, that fly ball off of the bat of Shane Langeliers had an expected batting average of 100. Play needs to be made. Terrible route, and I understand off the crack of the bat, it looked like Frazier, yes, did give a glance to center fielder John Rabe to see if he was calling for it or to see if he had it. I don't know what the hell he was looking at. But that wasn't Rabe's ball. That was Frazier's ball. He doesn't make the play. The ball falls, and the pinch runner comes all the way around to score the winning run. And the Royals lose Game 1 in Sacramento by a final score of 4-3. Phone lines are open for you. The text line is there as well. The Peterson and Associates phone line, 913-586-7965. That's 913-586-7965. I did want to highlight one pitcher that I thought was the star of the night. Now, it's not Angel Zerpa, even though he was 4-up, 4-down in his... in his appearance tonight. But no, Jonathan Bolin. Bolin came out in the seventh inning of a tie game and faced the top three hitters in that A's lineup. The aforementioned and ultimate hero of the night, Shea Langeliers, the leadoff hitter. Then the eventual American League Rookie of the Year, Nick Kurtz. And then all-star Brent Rooker. Now, we talk so much about the rookies and Cameron and Carter and Cags, and I even mentioned the rookie in Avila, a rookie in John Rave. Well, Jonathan Boland's a rookie as well, and he needed only 10 pitches to put up a 1-2-3 seventh inning and go through those top three hitters in the A's lineup. So for that, Jonathan Boland is tonight's Guaranteed Foods player of the game. Guaranteed Foods is helping thousands of Midwestern families save time, stretch dollars, and eat healthier. They've been doing that since 1958. Sign up today. Call them up at 913-888-5000 or visit GuaranteedFoods.com. Taking a look at the text line, Rally Mantis is wondering how many blown leads that is this season for the boys in blue. It's a good question. Up 3-0 at the end of four, Royals lose 4-3. That is their 38th blown lead loss of the season. Royals 80-80 with two to play. Michael Wacha's on the hill Saturday night. It's a 9:05 first pitch. Cole Reagan's for the finale Sunday at 2:05. And don't forget, that game coming up on Sunday will be heard over on our sister station, AM 610. So the loss tonight goes to Lewinder Avila. Unfortunately, Noah Cameron does not factor in the decision. Pitched well enough to... Pitched well enough to factor in the decision. Meaning, I'm fine if you wanted to saddle this L on the broad shoulders of the 26-year-old rookie Noah Cameron. Tonight was his 24th start of the season. So very impressed. We're all so very impressed with the pride of St. Joe. 24 starts as a rookie. That's top five in Major League Baseball this season among rookies. And in the history of the Royals, only 10 rookies have made more starts in a season. So Reagan's final line, 4 2/3, 3 runs on 4 hits. Those 4 walks are glaring. Those 6 punch-outs are impressive because those 6 punch-outs give them 114 for the season. Obviously, tonight, the final appearance of the season for Cameron. Those 114 punch-outs are the 6th most in baseball among rookies and the 2nd most this century for a Royals rookie, second only to the late, great Yordano Ventura. Royals lose 4-3. There's a phone line open for you, the Peterson and Associates phone line, 913-586-7965. We'll take a dive into the text line and get back to your thoughts after this.
You're listening to Vern's Postgame Show, brought to you by Guaranteed Foods. Guaranteed Foods, delivering all natural foods direct to families since 1958. Call 913-888-5000 or visit GuaranteedFoods.com. Make sure to subscribe to the All Things Vern podcast channel to stay up to date with your boys in blue. This is your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan.
Yeah, real quick. So I think a fair question about Guaranteed Foods is, so why do the perishable products taste so dramatically different than what we're buying right now from a retail store? And I get it. And I'll begin because Guaranteed Foods starts with the highest quality, right? Each ready-to-cook product is 100% all natural. No additives, no chemicals, no preservatives, no coloring, no water. It's not ultra-processed. It's just the healthiest. And then instead of their products lying in a retail display case where everyone can paw through them, now Guaranteed Foods assembles your customized food supply inside of a huge 10 below zero freezer, and then they deliver it to your shelf from special trucks so there's no temperature fluctuation. That's why the food tastes better, and it's all backed by their unconditional quality guarantee. Find out for yourself. You will not be disappointed.
888-500. Guaranteed Foods
or GuaranteedFoods.com.
At Peterson Law Firm, we've spent more than 30 years helping people pick up the pieces after life-changing injuries. If you're in an accident and overwhelmed by bills, pain, and stress, make Peterson Law Firm your first call for real answers, not a runaround. They take pride in handling serious cases with serious care, and they won't charge you a dime unless they win. You deserve a legal team that's prepared, responsive, and relentless. Go to PetersonLawFirm.com for your free case review. Peterson Law Firm. When you're injured, don't wait. Call the 8s.
What makes for a great vacation? Depends on who you ask. Are you looking to get away? Or bring everyone together? Do you want to get outside and play? or see a play at the plate. Fortunately, however you operate, I'm the destination you've been looking for. The name's Missouri, but you can call me Mo. And I have just one question. What's your MO? Come see me at visitmo.com.
I'm Chip with MVP Air Conditioning, Heating, Plumbing, and Electric. And this September, we're celebrating 20 years serving Kansas City. To say thank you, we're offering an incredible deal. Get an AC tune-up, heating tune-up, or even a drain opening for just $20 each. That's right, only 20 bucks. Don't miss out on this limited-time anniversary offer. Call your hometown MVP today or visit themvpkc.com to schedule. That's themvpkc.com.
This is Creed Humphrey. Kansas City has the best fans in the world and the best bull riding team in the PBR. The Outlaws are looking to win it all this year, but they can't do it without you. I'm the chief of Outlaw Attitude, and I need you to pack the house. So buckle up and make some noise. The Outlaws are coming, and we know KC will be there with us. Come see Kansas City's next dynasty and join me at PBR Team Outlaw Days, October 3rd through 5th.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-575-6812. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS.
Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start.
Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems.
We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau.
You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-575-6812. That's 800-575-6812. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
Do Crohn's disease or ulcerative colitis symptoms keep coming back? Tremfya, guselkumab, may help, with rapid remission achieved at 12 weeks and lasting clinical remission at 1 year. Some even saw visible improvement of their intestinal lining at 12 weeks and 1 year. Tremfya is a prescription medicine used to treat adults with moderately to severely active Crohn's disease and adults with moderately to severely active ulcerative colitis. Serious allergic reactions and increased risk of infections and liver problems may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection, flu-like symptoms, or if you need a vaccine. Healing is possible with Tremfya. Approximately 3 out of 10 patients were in endoscopic remission at 1 year, based on areas visualized on colonoscopy, which may not represent the deeper bowel layer or entire GI tract. Individual results may vary. Ask your doctor about Tremfya today. Call 1-800-526-7736 to learn more or visit TremfyaRadio.com.
Let's go!
You're still glowing, flirting, grooving. You still got it. But your immune system weakens as you age, making it harder to fight flu, pneumococcal pneumonia, RSV, and COVID-19. Vaccines are a key part of any health routine and help strengthen your immune response. Ask your doctor or pharmacist which vaccines you need. Schedule in minutes at vaxassist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Welcome back to Burns Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan. Here's Royals insider Josh Bernier.
The pitch. In on the ground, down the third baseline. Harris makes a backhand stab. Gets to his feet, throws to first, not in time. Went beats it out up the line. That's just about an impossible play for any infielder with Bobby Witt Jr. running. Harris made a great effort just to get a glove on that ball. But Bobby Witt Jr. has himself an infield hit. He has himself his 181st hit of the season, tied for the Major League lead.
That's Jake Eisenberg, as heard here on 96.5 The Fan. Bobby Witt Jr., eighth inning, two out, nobody on, 109-mile-per-hour rocket to the third baseman. That's good for an infield knock when you have speed like Bob. Royals, unfortunately, mustered only three other hits. A three-run home run from Jonathan India, a single from Carter Jensen, a single from Michael Garcia, and that single from Bobby Witt Jr. Bobby now batting .304 this season on the road. That's fifth best in Major League Baseball. My game notes following this 4-3 loss to the A's. My game notes are brought to you by Jays South Lanto. Be in the know when called Jays South Lanto. I mentioned Michael picked up a knock. Bobby leads baseball in base hits. Michael's top 15. Let's go to Mike in Iola. Mike, you're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern, I had a random question for you. I grew up a Danny Tartable fan, huge Danny Tartable fan. Does he have any chance of making the Royals Hall of Fame? That's all I have for you. Thank you.
I don't think he played long enough. Right? He was here, what, 87 to 91?
Yeah.
Is that correct?
That's pretty much what Bo was, though.
That's what I was just going to say. How long was Bo here?
Yeah, I think that was pretty much about what Bo was here for.
And Bo had to wait a really long time. I think some within the Hall of Fame had to soften before Bo got in because he was here for only five seasons, 86, 7, 8, 9, and 1990. Bo Jackson also brings that, star with him, right?
Yeah. Bo Jackson. Those were my favorite teams. Of all time, really.
Yeah, I get it, man. George and Seitzer, right?
Yeah.
Gooby and Brett Saberhagen. Yeah, no, those would be easy team to root for. I can understand where that question comes from, but I don't think he played long enough, and I don't think his star is bright enough to offset that, like Bo certainly was, right? People want to go see something pertaining to Bo Jackson. And with all due respect, Mike, there aren't enough Danny Tartable fans in this country that'll make that trek to Kauffman Stadium to check out that Hall of Fame.
I hear you. Hey, you guys did a great job this year. Thanks, Vern.
Hey, appreciate the phone call, Mike. Hey, I mentioned Jonathan Bolin earlier, tonight's Guaranteed Foods player of the game. Since he was called up for the final time, called up near the end of August, Bolin's thrown 17 innings, has 22 strikeouts, and has allowed just 18 base runners. Very impressive from the big righty. Let's go to Brian in Maryville. Brian, you're on 96.5. The Fan as the Royals fall back to an even 500. Go ahead.
Hey, good evening, Vern. I appreciate that last caller. What a fun conversation. I'm gonna. The reason I called was because for the longest time, I've wanted to chew on this topic with you, and I always thought, boy, it'd be fun to chew on this over a beer. Friday night, or maybe Saturday morning, when probably very few people listening, might be the ideal time to talk about this. Vern, I got to meet you recently. I brought my two sons by. You signed their ball cap, and so thank you. That was really fun for them.
It's more fun for me, so I appreciate you swinging by.
They really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
You know, I'll confess. So I had the game on, fell asleep right at the beginning of the game, and didn't wake up until your post-game show was on. So I did not hear any of the game, see any of the game. All
Thanks
I got
for checking
was
out the post-game show.
Well, it woke me up for whatever reason. Anyway, so I got your monologue, and then quickly reviewed the game, looked over the box score, read the summaries, and yeah, you know, another kind of disappointing loss.
Sure.
I'm going to touch on a subject that
let's chew on it. What do you want to chew on? Let's chew.
Well, so
let's get to it.
So this is where I agree with you that I would love to see the Royals go 500 this year. But a bigger.
I want them above 500. I don't want 500. I want 82 and 80.
Agree with you. But what I would most hope to see is future success out of the Royals.
Of course.
And we lost the game tonight. But I think what I feel like we lost a bigger opportunity in, and again, this is somebody who didn't see the game. All I see is what I see on the box score.
I gotcha.
We
got other people on hold, so I just want you to get to it here, Brian. Go ahead, man.
Okay. So Q polls our pitcher in the fifth inning, and game's on the line. I understand. Three on, two outs.
One out. Yep. Oh, two outs. Excuse me. Two outs. Yep. And he goes to Taylor Clark.
Yes. And you know, it didn't work. We ended up giving up the lead. It's tied at the end of the inning.
Gotcha. What do you want to chew on? Get to it.
This is my concern. I feel like Q is often what I refer to him as kind of a helicopter coach. And I understand he's wanting to win the game. But what I would have rather seen in that situation is Noah Cameron learn how to pitch out of a jam.
That's you weren't watching the game. He had nothing. I appreciate the phone call, Brian. Thank you very much for that. He gets the leadoff man to swing through a changeup in the dirt. Fine. Langeliers exit velo 110 on that blast to left field. Nick Kurtz rockets one 110 miles per hour off of the bat to right field. Third time through the lineup for Noah Cameron, who has already set a career high in innings pitched. Right. And then a 7-pitch walk to Brent Rooker. That wasn't close. And then a 6-pitch walk to Tyler Soderstrom. I heard Q say, oh, that pitch was borderline. No, it wasn't. It was ball 4. So Noah Cameron was fading. He does not deserve to face Jacob Wilson. I understand your point and I'll, you know, persevere through it. Noah Cameron's already passed those tests. Noah Cameron's dealt with adversity, battled through. He's already checked that box. Q did the right thing by saving his rookie. He didn't have it anymore. It went quick there in the fifth inning. Brian, thank you for the phone call. Let's go to Tom. He was one of the more than 10,000 in the building tonight out there in Sacramento. Tom, go ahead.
Vern, how are you? Good evening.
Doing well, man. Go ahead.
Well, listen, most importantly, I want you to say that what an amazing year it's been listening to your recap. So, again, we're going to miss it. But this evening, my son and I went out to the game in Sacramento. Yesterday, we flew into L.A. and got to see Lorenz and pitch at Jim. There were a lot of Royals fans there. There were a lot of Royals fans in Sacramento. It was pretty awesome.
What happened in the crowd, real quick, before you get to your question? What happened in the crowd? What was that fight about?
You know what? We were in the outfield. Was it tonight you're talking about?
Yeah, down the first base line, it was like some A's fans and Royals fans were getting into it. It completely distracted everybody for a while late in the game. But okay,
so
I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, you're good. I thought it was a balloon. I mean, we didn't feel at all threatened at all or anything like that. So I don't know if it was isolated or whatever it is, but I didn't see it. I will tell you, it was a great evening. My question is, after watching Lorenzen walk off last night, you know, what is your thought? Is Lorenzen coming back? And then what I'd love to hear, are we picking up that option? And then what I'd love to hear is, what are your top three things that if you were the GM, if you're J.J. Piccolo, what are you focusing on? What are you going in? What is your prioritization for this 2026 team to be the team that we all know they're capable of being? And there's not that many pieces, so I'd love to hear your top three. Vern, I cannot say enough. I appreciate you. Thank you for everything that you're doing, and we're looking forward to hearing you next year.
Hey, Tom, very nice of you to say that, man. I appreciate it, and what a cool experience for you and the kid, man. Two stadiums, way to go. I do not see the Royals exercising that $12 million mutual option for Michael Lorenzen. Because with Waka, Lugo, Reagans, and Bubich, you have about $50 million already tied in for one season. $50 million going to those guys. Steven Kolek is... not as talented as Michael Lorenzen, does not have the track record as Michael Lorenzen does, but he's really cheap next year. So I'm keeping Kolek around. Burgert, hopefully, is healthy next season. And then you have Noah Cameron. So Michael Lorenzen's only role on this team would likely be in the bullpen. Or... you know, like he was this season, shockingly, the team leader in strikeouts, but that's because injuries befell this rotation quite a bit here in the second half. To me, the price tag is too heavy for Michael Lorenzen next season for the role that he would play on this team, which, I mean, you would go into spring training expecting him not to be in the rotation. So to pay anyone, if you're the Kansas City Royals, if you're paying anyone millions of dollars and they're a starting pitcher and you don't think they're in your rotation, yeah, you need to get rid of that dude. So I think Lorenzen will be paid properly, but by somebody else next season. I just think you have too many other starting pitching options and you've already allocated so much money to the rotation that whatever's left over, let's spend it elsewhere. To your question, my top three. A right-handed outfield bat, I think, is number one. I'm not saying it's an everyday outfield bat. Maybe he platoons with Izzy and platoons with Massey or platoons with Cags. But either way, I want a quality right-handed outfield bat. I know Lane Thomas is always hurt. He's probably hurt again, but someone of that ilk, that would be number one for me. Number two would probably be another right-handed outfield bat. You want it to be a utility bat, a right-handed Adam Frazier. I'm all for it. And then third, I mean, does anything necessarily grab me the same way two right-handed bats do? No. No. So, if you want to bolster the bullpen, I would say that would be number three. No. Can Jonathan India possibly be one of those right-handed bats next season? Yeah, possibly. But I don't want to go into 2026 banking on Jonathan India being one of those right-handed bats. If he wants to surprise, I'm all for it. So I would say two right-handed bats, and then, you know, if you can, well, you have to. If you're the Royals, you have to always be churning those relievers and finding the next diamond in the rough. So that's how I would answer that. Thanks for the phone call, Tom. But of course, bring in all the right-handed bats you want. To me, none of them are going to match the upside of a Jack Caglione or Carter Jensen. To me, those two are going to carry the most pressure into 2026 on their shoulders. Bobby, Vinny, Michael, Salvi, they always have. Or moving forward, they're always going to have an immense amount of pressure on their shoulders because they're the all-stars. Or the soon-to-be all-stars in Vinny's case. But outside of those guys, yeah, the pressure is going to be on Cags and Jensen. Cags tonight, 0-3. And since being recalled at the beginning of September, Caglione is now batting .186 in his second stint. 20 games, 17 strikeouts. Jensen tonight, Carter went, what did I say? I said Cags 0-3, correct? Yeah, that was right. Jensen went 1-3. 1-3 with the walk. He's now hit safely in 10 of his last 12 games, and he's batting .283 across his big league career with more than half of his hits going for extra bases, and that walk that he drew tonight was his 7th big league walk. Royals, though, they lose in Sacramento 4-3, the final score, and now we get ready for Game 2. Michael Wacha, the pitcher of the year in my opinion, he squares off with Luis Morales. It's a 9:05 first pitch coming up on Saturday night right here on 96.5 The Fan. On Deck show begins at 8 o'clock. I know people are going to be locked into college football. But if you want a chance to walk away with one of those brand new ClimaKeep coolers, man, those would be a tailgate changer for you out at a Chiefs game, at a Royals game next year. Be listening to the On Deck show tomorrow at 8 o'clock. You'll have a pretty good chance at winning one of those bad boys. Special thanks to Blake Schneiders back at the studio. Thank you for the help. Kansas City, I appreciate you listening. We'll do it again tomorrow and then on Sunday and then maybe never again. Who knows? Thanks for listening. Take care.
You've been listening to Vern's postgame show.
On to the track, leaps, it's gone. Michael Massey ambushes the first pitch.
Brought to you by Guaranteed Foods. Guaranteed Foods is helping thousands of Midwestern families save time, stretch dollars, and eat healthier since 1958. And you can too. Call 913-888-5000 or visit GuaranteedFoods.com.
Junior makes a catch, a tag, and a throw, and out at home plate.
To hear more from Vern during the week, tune in to Fesco and Dusty on Monday at 8:20, Cody and Gold on Wednesday at 12:30, and The Drive on Fridays at 3. This is your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan. We now take you back to regularly scheduled programming.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.